Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simen Tuf Samach Aleph. We left off on the very last line of Samach Amud Beis, and we had read Sif Gimel, the Mechaber, where we talked about matzah shenefes, baked matzah, ad shimporsin osa, in chutin imshoch mimena yotziba. We said that if the matzah had strands, if you separated the matzah, you broke it apart, and there would be sticky adhesive strands one to the other, then it would be still considered potentially a dough, and it could become chametz. But if there were no such sticky strands between them, then you could, in fact, fulfill your mitzvah with such matzah. It had already been baked, and it couldn't become chametz anymore. And now the Ramah comments on this, and the Ramah says, Hagah, v'yesh li zar, one should be very careful, he brings down his own opinion, the Ramah, that in this situation, one should not take it out of the oven and then put it back in. Because if it has these threads or these strands between the pieces of the matzah, so then that is a high likelihood that it has become chametz or potentially still could become chametz. It hasn't been baked yet into a matzah. So therefore, don't take it out, even if you're going to put it back. As we'll see, even if you're going to put it back immediately, you shouldn't do this l'chadchila. Because in this situation, it could become chametz. So therefore, don't take it out. Ki sucha lovo de chametz. It brings that from the real. Since it could become chametz, don't take it out. Let it bake in the oven. While it's baking, it can't become chametz. Now, the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkan Tegzayin explains. Rotz Lomar, the Ramah is telling us over here. Lo mi boya. Certainly, we're not talking about litla shalola hachzira. If you're taking it out of the oven and it has these sticky strands that attach from one piece to the other still, that if you're not intending to put it back, certainly bevada is also that absolutely would be potentially chametz and is forbidden. The kivan shechutin nimshacha mimena, since the strands go from one piece to the other, harehi adayim bichlal batzik, it's still called a dough. V'sischametz bevadai al koponim b'shir shiasmil. And if you don't work at it constantly, if you pause it, not working on it, and not putting it back in the oven for a shear that would take you to walk a mill, an 18-minute amount, so then it definitely would become chametz, and therefore you're not allowed to do this. In the Chavetz Chaim's Shar HaTzion, Os Chafeh, he brings down, look at the Bir Halach over here, that explains this is the opinion of many Rishonim, and that's this long Dibra Maskel over here of Yesh Li Zoher that you can see on Samach Amud Beis. Now that's, if he doesn't intend to return it, it's certainly a problem. But even, El Afilu Lekocha Al Minas Lahachzira, Tekef, Gam King Yesh Li Zoher, even if when he takes it out of the oven, he intends to put it right back, you still have to be very, very careful over here. Because kisucha lovu lidei chametz afilu b'shiyum wetes, because it could easily become chametz even if it's left for a short period of time, not even the 18 minutes. Why? Kivin shenis chamemo mecho matano, it's already been heated up by the oven. Uche'en shenis bayal el b'tuf nun tes in sif aleph and sif beis, as we've already learned, when something is heated up a little bit, it could potentially become chametz. It would be memar l'chametz faster. Nevertheless, one certainly shouldn't do this, but if he did, if you did take it out, which you shouldn't have done, but you put it right back right away, then b'di'evit ain't lesser. Then it doesn't become osur automatically unless it has visible signs of chametz over here. And as the Shar HaTzion brings down in Os Chavav, this is the opinion of the Shevis Yosef, the Nachlas Shiva, and El Yeraba. However, the Chok Yaakov disagrees, as well as the Taz. But everybody would agree. Chavetz Chaim says, you certainly shouldn't rely upon it to use this for the night of the Pesach Seder and biyotzi the mitzvah of achilas matzah with such matzah. The issue footnote number 37 brings down some interesting points. He says, if you want to go and move the baking matzah inside the oven from, let's say, the left side to the right side for whatever the reason, the lo itzia michutz l'tana, and you didn't take it out of the tana at all, so then the Chazon Ish writes, ein locho shem tischametz hamatzah ba'odu al hamarda. You don't have to be concerned that it cooled off while it was from the oven surface to the marda, and then to the other part of the oven surface, you don't have to be concerned. Kivishen advukabo, it's not really attached to this marda, and therefore it's not going to cool off, and it's not going to really become chametz in that short period of time. Because otherwise, shem lo kein liolam kishamachdis hamatzah l'tanim b'marda, yesh locho shem tachmetz chodem aviyasa. Because then how could you ever put the dough inside the oven with a marda? Because as soon as you put the shovel in there, this wooden piece with the dough on top of it into the oven, it became chametz. And he adds over here, Shemash Eschilu Linog Bisman Agra, that the custom has been from the time of the Vilna Gaon already, is brought down the Maase Rav, Lahachnis is Hamatzot Latanim Bimaklos Ul Marde. They would specifically not use this Marde, they would specifically put it into the oven with these Maklos, It's not because of our concern over here that maybe came chametz, because shari avshikamachnis b'makel nogosa masamat b'makel, because it wouldn't make any difference whether it's touching a mardor or a makel. So what's the reason why the minhag since the time of the gra is to not use the mardor but to use these maklos? And l'mishum chashash shemiyitin matz al mardor kishichama michutz l'tanur v'tachmetz, because we're concerned that you're going to take a already heated up mardor and put the dough on it outside the oven. And then in that situation, you have to be concerned. However, he says, Lamaisa, Minhogar Yolahakmich Yolahafoch Esamatzos Betanur. He brings down that the minhag was not to flip them in the oven anyway because of a concern, even if you're in the oven, that it could become chametz. On the other hand, the Shelus Chuvas Diri Makil says, Osu Lahagbia Esamatzo Bemarde Af Betoch HaTanur Kodem HaFiyosa. Don't touch the baking dough in the oven. Don't flip it. Don't move it. You're not allowed to do that because we're concerned that it could become chametz while you're doing so, while it's on the marde, moving it or flipping it. She'ain sholet shom chom HaTanur, because the heat won't be able to get in there and it could theoretically become chametz during that short period of time. The Eish Avraham Mibachach says, She'ish Lizor Shalol Lahaziz Esamatzos B'Tanur Klal Kodem HaFiyosa. Don't even move them. Never mind put them on a marde. And he says, Mashma b'minhogi chasam sofer, the same way. The issue footnote number 38 brings down, even if your intention is to bring it back immediately, the Bir Halacha says, l'chadchila, you shouldn't do this, because you may not put it back immediately, so therefore we don't let you take it out, l'chadchila, even with your intention to put it back immediately. But as we pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah, b'di'evet, if you echzira miyat, and there was obviously no evidence that it became chametz, unless so you'd be allowed to eat it on Pesach. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Yotze Odom b'matzah shruya. A person is allowed to use matzah that's soaked, as we'll see, soaked in water is what the Mechaber is talking about. What about other liquids? We'll mention soon in a moment. V'hu shelo nimocha, but that's only if it doesn't disintegrate totally. In addition, he says, avol em bishla, but if you cooked it after this, ena yosibo, then it loses the taste of matzah, as we'll see, and one can't fulfill their mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach night with this cooked matzah, which isn't the chametz problem, but it's not a taste of matzah problem, or other reasons, as we'll see. That's the Mechaber over here in Sif Dalet. Now we'll spend the rest of the shir on the Mishnah Berurah and the Deir Shu footnotes. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Zayin tells us, Hainu b'di'evet, that which we said over here, the yotze, if you have soaked matzah, that's only in a b'di'evet situation. Meaning, a healthy person shouldn't rely upon eating this soaked matzah over here. It's easier for him to digest. He likes it better. You shouldn't use such matzah. B'di'evet, you can, but you shouldn't use it l'chatchila. However, ulezokein ulechola, for an elderly person or a sick person, shekoshel olecho matzah yevesha, who has difficulty eating regular dry matzah, can be difficult for these people. And the Yishu footnote number 40 adds from the Aruch HaShulchan, the same din applies to a person who's missing his teeth, and he has difficulty eating or chewing such matzah. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, mutu lo lishos es matzah b'mayim, he could soak his matzah in water, even l'chatchila. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. In all of these situations where you're a sick person or an elderly person, you don't have teeth, etc., mutrafilu l'chatchila lishos ha-matzah b'mayim. Then you'd be allowed to go and soak the matzah in water to make it easier for you to actually eat the kizayis of matzah during the night of the Seder. The issue footnote number 41 brings down, how do you estimate over here a kizayis of soaked matzah, ayin sham? The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, however, ach tzorich lizor, but even if one soaks the matzah l'chatchila in an allowable fashion, you have to be careful shlo yeshari me'eis le'eis, the kovush levushal. But you can't let it soak in the water for 24 hours, because if you let it soak 24 straight hours, then it becomes cooked matzah, and as we pointed out at the end of the Mechaber, we haven't learned it yet inside the Mishnah Berurah, but cooked matzah, even if it's not a problem with chametz, you can't fulfill your obligation to eat matzah on Leil Pesach with cooked matzah. The issue footnote number 42 brings down that this din of kavush kimavushal only applies if it's actually ne'es leis, a full 24-hour consecutive period of time. But if, for example, you had it soaking for 23 hours, and then you stopped, and then even if you let it go soak for another 23 hours, but there was a pause in between, the Prima Gavim brings down that this is not considered by Moror, kavush kimavushal, and over here too. It's not considered kavush kimavushal. And he says this would be true even if you did it for almost 24 hours, a little bit less than 24 hours, then you took it out for a short period of time, and then you put it back in that very same water. The Hagos, or Kiva Eger, brings down, Linyan Blios Isser Beheter, if there was Isser over here coming into the Heter that it was being placed into this water or item to soak, Nogul Ahatir Koshloh Yashari Me'es Leis Ba'osam Amayim Belo Hefsik. The only time it becomes also Kavush Kimavushal is if it's in there for an entire 24 hours consecutively, but not even a longer period of time if it's not a 24-hour consecutive period of time. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Ches tells us that it has to be Shruya, as I pointed out, b'mayim. That's what the Mechaber is telling us over here. V'yemutar l'shrosa b'shar mashkin. Would you be allowed to go soak the matzah in other beverages, other liquids, umei peros, or fruit juices, or bimorek, or soup? Yesh deos ben poskim. He'll bring down several opinions amongst the poskim. The first machmir opinion, which you can see in the Sharasiyon Oschav Tess, is attributed to the Morgan Avraham based upon his understanding of the Rif and the Rosh, and the Chofetz Chaim here has a whole discussion as to whether that is actually the reason or not. It brings down other opinions as well, Ayin and the rest of the Sharatzion Oschav Tess. But this Machmir opinion says, Yesh Omrim the Oser. If it's other liquids that the matzah is soaked in, it is no good. You can't fulfill your obligation on Pesach night. Again, it's not a question of chametz over here. It's been baked fully. But now you soak this baked matzah. So this is a problem. Lefi Shehen Mifiginis, Tama Matzah. It removes the taste of the matzah. She knows then bought tam shalhen, because the taste of the matzah has been replaced with the wine or the other beverage that you're now soaking the matzahs in. On the other hand, there's a more makel opinion, which in the Shaar HaTzion Os Lamed, he says, this is the opinion of the Rokeach, as brought by the Beis Yosef over here, and the Rabbeinu Menoch in the name of Rashi, and also the Chidushi Maram Chalava. All of these are makel. The Yesh Omrim, Dafkai de Bishul, Mefik Tam Matzah, Veloy de Shriya. He says, only if you cook the matzah, then you're going to lose its taste. But if you just soak it, it doesn't lose its taste. And therefore, the Alkain, Zokin Ochola, an older person or a sick person who's unable, she Efshel Olecho Matzah Shrui B'mayim, for whatever the reason, they can't have matzah that's soaked in water. So then, L'chatchila, such people are Mutalo L'shrosu B'yayin or B'shar Mashkin, they can soak their matzah in wine or in other liquids other than water. But that's only true for the Zokin or the Chola. Avol Shar Kol Adam, other people, she'ochal matzah shruya b'shar mashkim, chutz mimayim. But anybody else that eats matzah that is shruya in a liquid other than water, lo yotzei dechavaso. They can't fulfill their obligation on Pesach night. Again, it's not chametz, but it's not called matzah or lechem oni that you fulfill your obligation with. And what should they do in that situation? Betzorach lachzav lechol matzah cheres. They have to eat another piece of matzah that's not matzah shruya in a beverage other than water. And this is true. Ben hakizayis shel berachas matzah. This is for the kizayis that yotzei achilas matzah. Ben hakizayis shel afikomen, or the kizayis for which you're fulfilling the mitzvah of afikomen. He adds, "V'chol zeh davka kisheshore es hamatzah behen." That's only if you're soaking the matzah in these liquids. Avol hahat b'loso behen, to just place it in there, to dip it into these liquids. So then the Rabbeinu Menoch writes, "Kosev Rabbeinu Menoch b'pshitus d'shore." That doesn't ruin it, because the bozeh lo nizbatel tamatzah. This doesn't remove the taste of the matzah, and therefore it's allowed. The issue footnote number 44 brings down the inyan tivol hamatzah b'melach. He says when you dip matzah into melach, so we learned in Simen Tov Ayin Hey that she'eino again l'tabel b'melach is a matzah she'yotzu b'yidei chova. The minig is not to go and dip the matzah on Pesach night like we do all year round. We dip the challah into salt, but on Pesach night many have the custom not to dip the matzah into salt. We just dip it into the charoses at the appropriate point in time. But he says that is only true over here. Mishum shapash she'ena tfula b'melach nearest yosel lechemoni. He says that technically doesn't ruin it from the taste of matzah, but from the fact that it doesn't have salt in it, it makes it more like lechemoni. By adding salt, it makes it more like lechem ashira, or not lechem oni. Furthermore, he says if you were to go and baste the matzah with some sort of fruit juice while it's still hot, so we learned in Simen Tov Samach Beis, Sheyesh Li Zor, Shalolotzeis Bo Yidei Chovas Kizayis Matzah Mishum Shehi Ke'en Matzah Shira. Again, the same problem. It's not Lechem Oni. That's already Matzah Shira. And he says this is especially true if you return it back to the oven. He says, Le'inyin Haminin Lahach Mishalol Matzah Shura Mishum Chashash Chimutz. But everything we're talking about now has nothing to do with the matzah becoming chometz. But this concept of gebrox over here, that's something that we've already learned. The matzah shruya, in terms of a concern of chametz, that's something that we discussed previously in Simen Tov Nun Ches, Sivkot and Dalet. That's not what we're discussing here. Here we're discussing, does it lose the ability to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah's mitzvah on Leil Seder because it doesn't have the taste of matzah? As opposed to, is it chametz? That's gebrox. That's a shiloh that we discussed earlier in Simen Tov Nun Ches. The Mishnah continues and writes, V'da'od, you should know further, that leaning opinion that we just brought down that says you can, in fact, soak it in water, davka kishashor kizayis shalom biyachad. That's if you soak the entire kizayis at once. However, avolim yashrit prusos bechusos mikizayis, where you take small pieces less than a kizayis and you put them in the water, and a yotze behemidei chovoso, then you can no longer fulfill your obligation of eating kizayis and matzah with them, if im nishru kol kach, if they disintegrated so much so, that the water became white from the disintegration of the matzah, the soaking of the matzah. Because it no longer is called lechem anymore if the water becomes white. And this is the opinion, he adds as well, the Mishnah Berurah over there, that he explains, the Berarinu Shom, the Chofetz Chaim explained over there, the Imshoros on Zman Muat, if you only let it dip in there, soak in there for a short period of time, and the water didn't change colors, didn't become a white, pasty color, then even if the pieces are less than a kizayis, lo avim him shem lechem, they still retain the name of lechem, and as long as you eat a total of a kizayis, you can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah mitzvah with such pieces. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yotes tells us that if the matzah disintegrated, it's no good. But as long as it hasn't disintegrated, it still would be good. And he says, look in the Bir Halacha, which if you look over here in Dibur HaMaskul of Hushal Limocha, he tells us, Mipirish Rashi, Mashma Dafilu Nismasmasa, even if it got disintegrated somewhat, as long as it's not totally disintegrated, one could still fulfill their obligation with such matzah. It brings down from the Bach, the Mashma Shematzadikin Lalocha, he's making over here as well Lalocha, and this is also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. However, later in this Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim says, Almo diminocho kari hecha de roi legmiya. When we say it's disintegrated, it means that you could swallow it. Even if it's not to the point where you could chug it, you could swallow it like a liquid, nevertheless, you still, even if it's a little bit more solidified than that, you still can't be yotzei the matzah if it's at that stage in time. It says gomo, if you swallowed it, if you drank it, so to say, that's just for lirivuso de chomis nakte. That's to tell us over here, dafilu bazer, da abde ke'en shesia, even if it's like a liquid over here, gan king chai mishum dechsev nefesh l'rabos ashosa. You'd still be chayv over here v'us chomets in drinking the chomets. However, he says, lahalocha, I'm not sure what the din is, whether it has to be totally disintegrated or if it's even less than disintegrated, you still can't be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with this. Finally, we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof. He says, "Afilu miyesh b'chol pesisa kizayis. If each of the pieces over here has a kizayis and you cooked it, v'gam yishadayin torah lechemala, and it still has the appearance of bread, it's no good. Lefisha achar bishul, because once you cook matzah, again, it's not a question of chametz. It's been baked. It's not chametz. Nizbatlim enatam matzah. It no longer has the taste of matzah." Because this isn't only if you cooked it. If you were to place it into boiling hot water. Now, it's again, it's not a question of chalita in this situation. Chaluta, because you've already baked it. Nevertheless, it's going to lose the taste of matzah by putting it into boiling hot water. Even if putting into a klisheni with the boiling hot water, you shouldn't put it in there unless there's an absolute need to do so. And certainly, if it's to the point of heat, that it's hot enough that you'd have to pull your hand away. And especially talking about water. Even with soup, and the Chofetz Chaim says in Oslam and Hay in the Shaar HaTzion, even if it's cold soup over here, it's going to be mimbatel, the taste of the matzah, and therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Yesh lahachem b'chol gav, that you shouldn't use such matzah for the mitzvah of matzah, eating on Leil Seder Pesach, because it loses the taste of matzah. Finally, Deir Shu footnote number 45 brings down, if somebody puts a swallow matzah, it doesn't lose the mitzvah. You can just swallow matzah without tasting it. So how come over here, if it loses the taste, it's a problem. So bid the Eved, if you swallow matzah whole, even if you didn't taste it, you're yotzei bid the Eved, so why over here are you not? So he says the difference is, if you swallow matzah and you don't taste it, it still has a taste. So therefore, you're yotzei bid the Eved. But here, by doing the bishul, you've lost the taste of the matzah, and therefore, it's not capable to be yotzei with. Finally, Deir Shu footnote number 46 brings down a discussion regarding Hilchos Shabbos as to what constitutes over here bishul on Shabbos Sheyesh osrim litin pas afilu b'klisheni sheyatzu lesbo, that you can't go and put bread into a klisheni that is hot enough that your hand would be recoiled if you touched it over here. And he says, yesh noagim lizor b'zeh l'chatchilo on Shabbos, or b'klisheni sheyad nichvisbo, and certainly if your hand would be burned from it, the Mishnah Berurah says over there, l'kol adios yesh bo bishul, that certainly would be bishul over here. And in the klishlishi, and the sheyatzu lesbo, then there's room to be mekel. And likewise, in regards to the bracha of hamotzi over here, in matzah soaked in water, in a klisheni, avshayatsu lettuce bow, ain dina kibubushel, it's not considered cooked, and if it has the appearance of matzah still, then one would make a hamotzi on it, even if it's less than a kezayis. With this, we conclude today's shir.